KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy today. There's a slight chance of a snow-rain mix late this morning. We should expect a high around 42 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, a construction company and a natural gas pipeline owner have settled a lawsuit filed after a Northwest Iowa pipeline explosion that took place nearly a year ago. Omaha, Nebraska-based Northern Natural Gas Company had sued DeRosier Construction of Lamar's for negligence. Northern sought more than $439,000 in damages. Officials say the April 25th blast near Hinton occurred after two DeRosier workers who were using machinery to install drainage tile struck the underground pipeline, rupturing it. They ran and escaped fatal injury before it erupted into a fireball. The Iowa Attorney General's office in August fined DeRosier $20,000 for failing to call Iowa One Call to have underground utility lines located before digging. The companies have delayed court proceedings while final settlement details are worked out. Spokesmen for both companies have declined to comment. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Audubon County Community Foundation Chair Brett Earlmeyer reports grants totaling $104,076 were recently awarded to five nonprofit agencies within the county. The largest grants of $34,692 each went to the Audubon Recreation Foundation for the construction of a recreation center and the Exira Community Club for the expansion and renovation of the Exira Rec Center. Earlmeyer says also that the city of Kimbolton received a $24,692 grant to replace the town hall and community center, and the Audubon County Agricultural Society, along with the Audubon County Free Clinic, each received $5,000 grants from ACCF for their separate projects. Only those nonprofit organizations within Audubon County that met the criteria of having charitable missions in five different areas were eligible to apply for the grants. Each of the groups received their checks on April 12th. Police in Atlantic reported yesterday the arrest on Sunday of a local woman. 55-year-old Cheryl Harrison of Atlantic was arrested for harassment by communication. Harrison was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an initial court appearance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people were arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, 45-year-old Brenda Lee Davis of Atlantic was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Davis was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. And on Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 54-year-old Ray Lee Shannon of Griswold on a charge of OWI first offense. Shannon was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was also released later that day on his own recognizance. Two Audubon residents were arrested Friday on drug charges. The Audubon Police Department reported Monday 44-year-old Joel Brannon and 23-year-old Desiree Elliott, both of Audubon, were taken into custody after a search warrant was executed at a residence in the 1100 block of North Division Street in Audubon. Both suspects have pleaded not guilty to a serious misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Brannon is also facing felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver both methamphetamine and marijuana while in possession of a firearm, and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on a $50,000 bond. Brannon's preliminary hearing is set to take place April 29th. Elliott faces additional felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver both meth and marijuana. She was released on Monday on a recognizance bond. Her preliminary hearing is set for May 2nd. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office assisted the APD in the investigation and arrests. The Audubon Police Department also reports two men were arrested April 10th following a dispute at a local business. 57-year-old Cleo Barrett of Audubon was charged with simple assault, and 51-year-old Randy Williamson of Audubon was charged with disorderly conduct. And this past Sunday, 25-year-old Alex Nolan of Panora was arrested in Audubon on outstanding warrants from Guthrie and Adair counties. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday that a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Friday. 22-year-old Jacob Allen Washburn of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 9:30 p.m. Friday on a warrant for revocation of probation after deputies executed a search warrant at 303 Oak Street in Brattyville. Washburn was being held in the Page County Jail on $20,000 bond. In other state news, the Iowa Senate has unanimously voted to create a new state tax credit for Iowa small businesses that provides health care benefits for their workers. Senator Matt McCoy, a Democrat from Des Moines, says small business owners pay on average about 18% more than large businesses to provide health care coverage to their employees.
This tax credit is one step in an effort to bring down health care costs and make coverage affordable for all small businesses.
McCoy estimates 73,000 Iowa small businesses with fewer than 25 employees would qualify for the new credit.
We have a long ways to go, but the markers are set now, and we are moving towards a goal. And ultimately, the goal is to provide every Iowan with health coverage, and that is a goal that we will accomplish if we work together.
Businesses with fewer than 25 employees are already eligible for the new federal tax credit if they provide health care coverage to workers. The bill that passed the Iowa Senate would let those same small businesses in Iowa claim 25% of their federal tax credit as a state credit. Senator Jack Hatch, a Democrat from Des Moines, explains.
If a company spends $50,000 a year on employee health benefits, combined with the federal tax credit that they can obtain, plus the new state tax credit we will be able to give them, they will be able to get $21,875 back.
Democrats and Republicans in the Senate supported the new tax credit. Senator Jake Chapman, a Republican from Adel, says his family owns several businesses that could take advantage of the new tax credit.
But you know, I think it's interesting that the federal government passed an Affordable Care Act. If it was affordable, why are we doing tax credits to help these small businesses? It's because it's not affordable.
If the Iowa House goes to help those small businesses, or rather if the Iowa House goes along, it is that new tax credit would apply for the current 2013 tax year. A small business owner could use the new credit to offset any kind of tax payments they owe the state for their business, and they would get a refund from the state if the amount of the credit is larger than what they owe in taxes. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, more rain. It's the last thing people along the swollen rivers in the Midwest want to hear about in their weather forecast today. Overnight rain has already slowed or stopped the retreat of rivers that have crested above flood stage, and it's just adding to the crests that are being forecast in the days ahead. Downpours last week brought sudden flooding throughout the Midwest. There's only so much information authorities can get out of Jokar Tsarnaev in his Boston hospital, where a bullet wound to the throat is preventing him from speaking. Tsarnaev has written down answers to questions from interrogators, and his answers indicate that he and his brother were motivated by a radical brand of Islam and that they're not connected to any major terror group. The Taliban says the foreign civilians who were captured in eastern Afghanistan when their helicopter made an emergency landing are in good health. A Taliban spokesman said the 11 captives are being investigated. Edelite reports that negotiations are underway for their release. Eight Turks, an Afghan translator, and two pilots were captured by insurgents on Sunday after their civilian cargo helicopter had to land in a remote area because of bad weather. Turkey's prime minister says he's determined to go ahead with plans to visit the Gaza Strip. The U.S. has asked that he delay the trip out of fears that it could strengthen the militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza. The Turkish leader said it's not proper for Secretary of State John Kerry to have publicly requested that he put off the trip. Stock futures have been higher ahead of the opening bell today on Wall Street on more strong earnings from U.S. corporations. DuPont reported first quarter profits that more than doubled. Apple will post its earnings after the market closes today. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake. two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Teresa Langston, age 73, of Stewart, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Memorial services for Teresa Langston will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Leslie S. Vorm, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Les Vorm will be tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Stephen Kahn, age 65, of Lewis, died Monday. A memorial service for Steve Kahn will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Horbach, age 95, of Templeton, died Sunday at Sunnybrook Assisted Living in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for William Horbach will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Merritt Bauer, age 95, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Merritt Bauer will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Dean Linden, age 62, of Harlan, died Thursday at his home. Graveside services for Dean Linden will be Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Bob Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died February 27th in Mesa, Arizona. Celebration of life services for Bob Krauth will be on May the 4th at 2:30 p.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. And Larry Ward Sr., age 73, of Wyota, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Larry Ward Sr. are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.